Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. It is Friday, and we are turning it into Erev Shabbos. A big thank you to our series sponsor, Menny Tzipora Fishman, Schus V'chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Simon David Aryeh. Today's turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is also sponsored in memory of Israel Margulies by his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Our dear friend Israel, we miss him, by Mark and Joanna Davis, in memory of Joanna's grandmother, Bessie Snow, Pesel Bas Nachum, who's your side, it's the 28th of Adar. Thank you so much for your generosity. And lastly, we are continuing. We are closing out, Baruch Hashem. We are at 146,000, 4,000 short of our goal for our BRS Global campaign. Almost 1,000 people around the world have expressed their gratitude for what they watch, listen to, and read, the tremendous content that comes out of the Boca Raton Synagogue. If you've not yet done it, please take a moment. brsonline.org, brsonline.org/global, and take a moment and give so that we can close out this campaign. I want to learn with you today a little piece by the Nesiv HaShalom on our Parsha, but whether you're listening to this Parsha's Vayaka Pekudei or any other time of the year, the message is equally relevant because it's about Shabbos. We're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. We're getting ready for this gift to immerse ourselves in this place, in this refuge, in this protection of Shabbos. 6 days do work, and on the seventh day it should be holy. In our Parsha Shir this week, you can go back still and listen. In our Parsha Shir this week, we spoke about the fact that the Netziv points out you have to make Shabbos subjective. Not only do we have the objective observance, the 39 categories of creative labor we're all bound by, but there is a subjectivity to it. We have to Yelachem Kodesh, make it holy for you. What are you going to do? You get extra learning, extra davening, extra zmiros, extra stories, extra reading, extra sleep, extra interaction, extra time, go for a walk. How will it subjectively be holy? What's your family's minhag? What's your family's relationship to Shabbos? What's your family's Shabbos practice? How is it significant and holy to you? But the Halakha Kedushas Levi points out that the word lachem is extra. But Yom HaShvi on the seventh day, yeah, lachem, kodesh. It should say, yeah, kodesh. Seventh day will be holy. Count 6 days and the seventh day is Shabbos. The seventh day is holy. What do you mean, lachem? It's holy for you, says the Halakha Kedushas Levi, says the great Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. It's reminiscent of the Maimar Chazal. Our rabbis teach when it comes to Yontif, Chetz Yelashem v'chetz Yelachem. The Gemara Beitza teaches when it comes to Yontif, half the day we devote, we dedicate to God. We learn, we daven, it's about God. V'chetz Yelachem, and half the day is for us. Shabbos Shabbos Yelachem Kodesh. And the message is that on Shabbos, even the lachem is kodesh. Listen to this, Rav Levi Yitzchak. Oh, geschmack. We're going from Friday into Shabbos. It means that in Shabbos, not only are the holy activities holy, not only when you're in shul and davening and learning is it holy, but the mundane activities are also holy. Yelachem, your lachem is kodesh. Ha'inyanim agashmiyim ha'nechlolim belachem, gam hein kodesh. So it's not just the holy activities, the religious activities, the spiritual activities that are holy, seeming mundane activities. So when you sleep all week long, it's just a secular, mundane, profane, simple act of sleeping. But when you sleep on Shabbos, oh, it's a holy sleep. Eating all week long is just eating. But eating on Shabbos is holy eating. And that's why Yom HaShvi, Yalachem, on the seventh day, your Lachem should be Kodesh. Not only your holiness is holy, but your profane is holy. Like Kodesh Lachem Shabbos Amalka, the Shabbos Kodesh Gamen Yonim Lachem Kodeshim, Shabbosim Mekor HaKedusha. Shabbos is the source of holiness. Vayavarach Elokim as Yom HaShvi, Vayikadesh Oso. God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. He embedded, he imbued it with holiness. When we draw from, when we plug in, when we charge our holiness battery for the whole week, it comes from Shabbos. We disconnect from technology. We disconnect from distractions. We disconnect from images and entertainment. We disconnect from to-do lists and tasks. And we plug into holiness. Holiness is connecting, relating, caring about others. Holiness is nourishing our neshama over our guf. And holiness is not only in the religious and righteous activities. Holiness is when we turn the lachem into kodesh. And we can only do that, or we do that best and most on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is Vayikadesh Oso. God sanctified Shabbos. V'isa bereshis chochma shashabbos yimein ha-kedusha l'ashpia kedusha b'yehudi. It's the makor bracha. It's the source of all bracha. It's the source of all kedusha. V'ashbas ha-kedusha shashabbos mekadeshes afilos inyani lachem lios kodesh. And the holiness imbues, it sanctifies the lachem to make it holy. The dveikas, to attach ourselves to God. And that's why kolam, Shomer Shabbos Kilchas, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuvirchas teaches, whoever observes Shabbos scrupulously, vigilantly, Kilchas, afilu avar avarazor kedor enosh mochlan lo. Even if you were an idolater, but come Shabbos, you redefine. Come Shabbos, we recreate. Come Shabbos, we cleanse, we become a new person. HaShabbos yigam ha-koach lishmor sheli kashlu od kolkach. Shabbos, we can reset. So you know you're having a problem with your phone, your iPad, your laptop. I once actually had this problem on a plane where the pilot couldn't figure out why a light was on. And finally, he just restarted the plane. He rebooted the plane and the light turned off. The light went away. So you have a problem. You have a virus. You have a glitch. You have a problem in a device. Sometimes all it needs is to reboot. You don't need to hire an IT person to know. Turn it off and turn it back on again. That's the first thing. It works a huge percentage of the time. It fixes the problem. It resets the problem. It purges the problem. Shabbos is the rebooting in the life of a Yid. Whatever problems, whatever viruses, whatever glitches we had that week, whatever tension, whatever conflict, whatever failure, whatever disappointment, whatever resentment, we light those Shabbos candles. We may recite that Shabbos Kiddush. A Yid, a Jew, enters Shabbos. Mochlan lo, we reboot, we reset, we get rid of, and we start again. And we start again. What an opportunity. What an opportunity. What an invitation. Yelachem Kodesh. It is a return to the holiness. So first Hashem made it Kodesh. Vayikadesh Oso. God sanctified the seventh day. He made it holy. He gave it that charge, that energy, the greatest charging station. And then we plug in. So if you have an electric car and you know you're driving and you run out, you can't find the gas station, you have to plug in. So we drive our electric spiritual car all week long. And when we are depleted, when we're running out, we charge it. How do we charge it? By plugging in when? On Shabbos, Vayikadesh Oso. He sanctified it. And now for us, Yelachem, we take our lachem, our eating and our sleeping and our mundane conversations. But there is no mundane. There is no normal or average. There is no regular or secular. Yelachem, our lachem is Kodesh, is Shabbos. So we turn Friday into Erev Shabbos when we let it go. Let it go when you light candles. Let it go when you go to shul for mincha. Let it go when you say Kiddush. Let it go. Yelachem, take the lachem of eating and sleeping and singing and talking and reading and resting, and take the lachem and yelachem kodesh, make it holy, make it sacred, elevate it. Lo sevaru esh b'chomosh v'seichem b'yom haShabbos, says the Shlach HaKadosh, there cannot be a fire burning in any of our dwelling places on Shabbos. There's no anger. There's no bitterness. There's no tension. There's no resentment. There's no high volume. There has to be peace and serenity and quiet. But that takes effort and mindfulness. It takes concentration. And that's what today is all about. So Chevra, as the clock is ticking, and as the siren soon is going to sound, welcoming and heralding the next Shabbos, Yelachem Kodesh, let us plug in, let us recharge, let us reboot, let us restore, let us retain that sense of Kedusha, of holiness, of peace, of tranquility, to elevate even the mundane and to make it sacred. Let us draw from that bracha that is Shabbos. Let us turn this Friday into Erev Shabbos. Ay, Shabbos. No better way to go into Shabbos than giving the global campaign. If you gave already, give again. If you haven't given, give if you're gaining. But give something. Take your material possessions. Yeah, lachem. Take your lachem, your money. Make it Kodesh by sharing. BRSonline.org/global. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. Have a great Shabbos.